Steve Chappell bringing you back into the conversation where we are introducing our next guest. Take it away.
Yes, we are with two wonderful guests and organizers of Grand Rapids' inaugural Grand Rapids Asian Festival. And we are very pleased. It's part of the W.K. Kellogg Project. As far as we're concerned, we're reaching out to make sure that all cultures are embraced. And so we're very excited. So I'm going to throw it to our guests to talk about this great festival tomorrow.
You know, we are very excited to be here today.
Yes. Who are you, Ace?
I'm Ace. I work for Old National Bank, but we are the Grand Rapids Asian Festival Committee, and we are here just to promote the diversity and the different, you know, the different cultures that we're going to bring to downtown Grand Rapids tomorrow. Yes. From 11 till 9.
I know that guy to your left, well, one, Jimmy Lee, a stellar community member. Jimmy, talk about your involvement.
Most definitely. Our city is a melting pot of many different cultures, but inside the Asian community, we have many subcultures, and we're excited to be able to share some of the great food and some of the cultural events that we've got going on tomorrow at Rosa Parks Circle.
So, Ace, let's go through the lineup. What time do you need us at the circle?
11 o'clock is where we start. Noon is where is our official kickoff. That's where we have the mayor doing the proclamation. And we have opening ceremonies. We have the taiko drums are going to be coming. They're going to be loud, and it's going to bring people in. We have the lion dancers, too. You know, people dressed up in a lion suit. Martial artists are just going to be walking around and just making lots of noises. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be exciting. We're going to have lots of food. We're going to have all the different martial artists that will be showcased.
Keep talking. We're going to go into the details of what this means for the community, the Grand Rapids Asian community, Ace.
You know, this is meaningful for the community. We are bringing people all together. We have segmented groups. We have different multiple pockets of Asians that we are bringing together into one big, large celebration downtown Grand Rapids. This has been in the works for a while. People wanted this. The community wanted this. This is a community effort. The committee is just here to make it happen, but it's indeed a community effort. I'm so glad.
Yep, and then also, too, we are raising funds. Part of the money is going towards Kids Food Basket, which is a big charity sponsor in our community, and we also are donating some of the funds as well towards scholarships towards the West Michigan Asian American Association.
You know, you're talking about bringing the subcultures together, Asia. Some people just may think, well, Asia, that's a few countries here and there, but how many cultures are we talking about? How many countries are going to be represented?
We're going to be representing 12 countries at this festival, but there is 48 countries in, when you say Asia, but we're actually presenting Asian and Pacific. We have like even Pacific Island dancers who are going to be performing tomorrow. So it's going to be big. It's going to be crazy. Jam-packed schedule.
And you know, when you talk about, you were saying that Grand Rapids is a melting pot, and that's true, you know, but that's not always where the spotlight goes, you know, because people have an historical frame of reference for Grand Rapids with Dutch and some other European cultures, but this is great just to raise awareness and to let people embrace and enjoy other cultures.
We want people to realize what we have here, for people to be educated by our cultures, and we want to share that. We want people to just see it and to realize what we have to offer.
That's great.
So my general time frame again for the day?
It's 11 till 9, but we're starting off with a 10 o'clock workshop at the Grand Rapids Art Museum with origami with Stacy Tamaki, and also Baybayin workshop, Filipino scripts with Christian Kabue at 10 a.m. Mm.
What other highlights, Jimmy Lee?
At 5 o'clock, we got Mr. George Aquino doing a roll call of nations. So he'll be out there calling out the different countries, and it's always a great hit during the Asian Gala. It's always a fun time when George is out. And my other favorite highlights are the food. There are many different types of food vendors we got coming out. We got Filipino food truck. We've got a Vietnamese banh mi sandwiches with Vietnamese egg rolls. We've got Angel Thai bringing some Thai food. We got some Korean food being represented. So it's a great opportunity to come and try many different foods that like you normally wouldn't be able to sample all in one spot.
Did you bring any samples with you?
Yeah, 'cause we need the samples.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting hungry already. Great.
You know, we have that Thai rolled ice cream that a lot of people are really clamoring for because it's on the spot. We make ice cream that rolled up.
Really?
And we have it in Cafe Boba.
And also, too, we have the smoothies, a cafe from Cafe Boba. They're fruit smoothies, and it's a great, refreshing drink for a hot day tomorrow.
Yeah, Mariano Avila, our inclusion reporter, did an interview. Hi, Mariano. Did a great interview
on
that restaurant. Hey, one quick question. For people that are coming from the Lakeshore, where I'm from, the inaugural Grand Rapids Asian Festival, I think you're going to draw a lot of people from outside of Grand Rapids. Where do you park? What time do you suggest people get here?
You know, we suggest that people get here by before 10 o'clock, if they could. We also have directions at the Grand Rapids. Go to grasianfestival.com and go to the direction field, and we have the parking places where you could park.
Mariano, may we have a testimony? I understand you've eaten some of these foods that might be at the festival.
Yeah, so we have done some pre-interviews with Cafe Boba, for example. And we had I'm not a huge fan of bubble tea, and I became a convert after that. So that should tell you everything. I've never liked it, and I was like, wow, this is new.
Life-changing.
And then there's also we had something I've never had, which I understand is Thai a street food, which is like rolled up ice cream. Oh my goodness! It's like it's little rolls of ice cream with fruit in it. I can't even.
And it's going to be hot tomorrow, so that's going to be.
You definitely want to have either of those because those are great.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Go run around the block and run that off. This meets, I trust, again the mission of the Grand Rapids Asian venue, bringing cultures together again. As we look somewhat for some closing comments, Ace.
Yeah, we just wanted to bring everybody to come celebrate. Hopefully, we could collaborate in the end. You know, but we just want to embrace and celebrate that culture, and we want Asians, non-Asians to come out. We want people to just celebrate this.
And Mariano, again, an important piece that you've covered prior that we cover here weekly on the morning show, this race, inclusion, diversity topic.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's about time that we have an Asian festival in Grand Rapids. It's a lot of cultures to celebrate. It's amazing that Ace and his team are putting this together. I'm just really excited about seeing how it goes this year.
Great. Jimmy Lee?
I'm excited. Great food, great weather, and great family time events for everybody.
That's great. Steve Chappell.
If anyone just tuned in, they missed part of this interview, go this afternoon to the WGVU radio website, click on Mutually Inclusive, and you can hear these fine gentlemen talk about this great festival that's happening tomorrow, downtown Grand Rapids, Rosa Park Circles, 11 a.m., but get here early.
Great. And Steve, we talk about this on a weekly basis thanks to the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Absolutely. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation, under their racial equity umbrella, we are partnering with a host of organizations, including the Grand Rapids Asian Festival, to create awareness of the many fine cultures we have and all of their contributions to making Grand Rapids and West Michigan the great community it is.
One more time, details for tomorrow, Ace.
Tomorrow, 11 till 9 p.m. From 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., we have the all these different cultures, different things that's happening. Go to the Grand Rapids Asian Festival.com for more details.
Jimmy, will you have your baby with you? Not that kind of baby. A doggy? Probably not.
Probably not tomorrow. It's a hot day tomorrow.
Jimmy Lee, thanks for what you do in our community and all. All right, gentlemen, take care. The Grand Rapids Asian Festival Committee, hardworking, and it's a labor of love we witness tomorrow. Thanks, guys.